My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Digging into the Roots of the Change You Seek with the 3 W's. It's the first official Monday of March, and I've got wrapping up quarter one with efficiency on my mind. Honestly, February was such a whirlwind, and yet I've recognized this time of year has a ton of potential despite the transitions as of late. With the unsteady and unexpected twists and turns, I've reflected on change and what that can mean to all of us. Just recently, a friend and I were talking about how hard change is for so many, especially for those who are craving it and fearing it. Take a number, as we all do it. We talk about comfort zones and diving into life soulfully with our wisdom here at FSW. But what do we do when we're hedging? How can we work with that fear by not shying away from it and begin to unpack and learn about our desired change? The 3 W's will help, so let's chat about them. The first W, worry. Worrying, having angst, and being uncertain are part of our makeup. It's part of our wiring as humans and beings on this planet. So let's just accept that right here, right now. Now, why would I think worry has a place in digging into the change you seek? Because it's a part of it. While I don't have a statistic at this moment, I'd say that the vast majority of us feel how worry is intertwined with change. We worry about how we'll pay our bills. We worry about providing a fulfilling life for ourselves now and after. And maybe we worry about losing people as we change. Those are some of the big worries I've had in my life over the years. What are yours? When we can acknowledge worry is there, we'll say personified, it might not feel as menacing or big because we're looking at it straight on. Now, real quick, we must hold space for our different mental health and headspace needs, and we all have different resources to tap into, or there may be a lack of them where you're at. We can't ignore that. So when you and I talk about standing with and up to worry here today, let's get creative. Let's get creative about the resources we have in our circle that can help us deal with worry and change in a holistic, grounded way. The second W, wonder. In this piece title, I purposely use, quote, roots, because I believe that we all have roots. Roots of why we're here, roots of the choices we make, conscious or unconscious, and an inner knowing of how we can be rooted in our experiences. When we create space for wonder, which we did as children, it's quite the gift, isn't it? I think in our adulting, we forget to give ourselves time to sit and wonder and daydream, or we feel like we're lazy or perhaps wasting our hard-earned time. Yet it's critical that we take time to wonder and allow the freedom for anything to come to mind. Don't let your ego just shut things down at once. And don't be so stubbornly rooted in what you've always done that you can't wonder in fresh new ways. Roots can be grounding, absolutely. But if we get too stuck with them, our gift of wonderment may be stifled. Have a beginner's mindset and curiosity as often as you can. There are so many mysteries out there, and we have the opportunity while on this planet to discover them. And perhaps those discoveries will change your life forever or boost you when you need that little nudge. So use wondering to your advantage. And spoiler alert, it helps you with your third W, wandering. The third W, wander. I feel many of us hardly know how to wander through life. I didn't, especially because I had the plan, you know, the 10-year one you have when you're in your 20s. Even to this day, I still try to control certain career and life outcomes, depending upon what's happening. It's part of that relationship we have with worry, right? So one perspective worth mentioning is that it feels different when we're wandering and feeling lost versus wandering and feeling hopeful in the journey. That needs to be acknowledged. And at times we might feel lost one moment and then the next that's passed, and we have more hope. I want you to accept both. Don't judge the feelings either. Have that beginner's mindset and go, that's interesting, and unpack it further. Finally, in wondering and wandering fashion, when you think about the changes you seek, keep asking yourself why. It helps you dig into it further and get to the roots of the underlying issues at hand. Use these prompts to help unpack this. 1. Why is X important to you? 2. What are your worries that come with it too? 3. How have you stifled your daydreaming about it before? And what are your wonderings about the change now without parameters? 4. If you were to wander towards this change and wander within it, what resources will you need to help you take this path and continue on it? And finally, how will you show yourself grace if you hit a rough patch? Because change can feel scary and empowering all at once. Contemplate these 3 W's as you go about this week. Remember, worry tends to come with change hand in hand. Wondering is a natural gift we had as children, so implement it again, even while adulting. Finally, wandering is in our nature too. Give yourself grace while you do it, or if you trip, wander anyway, because you're meant for soulful journeys as you continue to grow. And to grow, you and I need to step over our threshold sometimes, even if it's only by a few inches. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon, and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.